Untold Stories. I'm Vicki Barker. A familiar story set to unfamiliar music in an unknown tongue.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock.
The nativity story told in Manx, the original language of the Isle of Man off Britain. Population 80,000. It nearly died out in the 1970s, but educator Risha McGrell's among the people behind a rebirth of the Manx tongue.
I've been interested in Manx for quite a long time, and I thought the way forward is for children to learn how to speak. So I started with a few friends, Mums and Tots group, and then that eventually developed into a proper play group, and then it became quite popular, and eventually it's grown, and we've now got school.
This is a Manx Christmas carol called Lullaby for the Virgin Mary. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce the Manx title. It sounds pious, and it is. But local musician and composer Annie Kissick says Manx is also a very earthy language.
The phrases that you'll get are very descriptive. For example, a rainbow literally translates as something that's going north, gold tui. And a jellyfish is seal snot, it's smug rawn. It's a really descriptive way. So you've got all these things within the language which shape the songs.
This weekend, Christians on the Isle of Man will celebrate the birth of Jesus in the language their ancestors spoke many centuries before the first missionaries arrived more than a millennium ago.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy.
Think of it as an untold Christmas story. Untold Stories. I'm Vicki Barker, CBS News.